All right, good morning. I'm in a good mood because this is my last one for a long time. We're disappointed that we didn't finish the season that we're sitting here right now. But when you go back and reflect on a lot of things that happened throughout the course of the season, I think there was a lot of good things. You know, the players, give them credit. They played extremely hard all year long. They studied. They worked. They did the things that I try to get them to do. They stuck together as a team, which I think was important throughout the different adversities that we had. But we obviously have to get a lot better. I have to do a much better job than what I did. And I think collectively as an organization, we need to continue to look at every possible thing that we can improve at. We're started the evaluation process really yesterday of everything that's going on. Starting to look back on a lot of the football things this morning. Been meeting with people today, and so we will be on a mission to get this thing fixed to where we need to get to go. I do think we have a good nucleus on this football team here. I think Rick's done an unbelievable job of bringing the right kind of guys in. All the meetings that we had with the players yesterday, they believe that we have an extremely strong locker room. We have the right kind of guys here, and obviously we're doing a lot of soul searching as to why we didn't get into the playoffs. So, questions.
When do you think, Mike, you'll make a decision on Pat Shurmur's status, and how do you feel that he did and the offense did to close the season?
The first part of the question is, the answer, I guess, is that I'm going to, like I've said before, I'm going to take some time this week. I'm going to try to figure out things, step back a little bit where I can kind of recharge my thinking of where we want to go, how we want to do things with not just Pat, but everybody. But I do think that Pat did a very, very good job, especially under the circumstances that he was put in. I think offensively we improved a lot in the passing game. I mean, you can look at the statistics from when he started going and things that we've done after that. So I think he's done he had a great relationship with Sam. I think the offensive players respect him, and we'll just figure all those things out.
The offensive line just one off season.
going into this season last year, I thought we were going to be in good shape. Obviously, we had a lot of things happen, but we're going to. What's the best way to say this? We're going to evaluate all of that. We're going to look at all those things, but not just the offensive line. I mean, there was other areas that we weren't good enough this year. Coaching, me, there was a lot of things that we have to get better at. But, I have full confidence. I go back and I think about when I first got here, my very first year here, and we go in, I'm meeting with Rick, and we're talking about personnel, and I'm looking at the defensive board, and there was there wasn't much on there at that point in time. And the moves that he made, the trades, the drafts, all the different things, the free agency, the things we did in the offseason to do that, I think, you can do that at any point in time. And I have full confidence in those guys upstairs.
Mike, when you say it yourself, how do you evaluate yourself? How do you decide what you need to do different as head coach?
There's a lot of things that, really, number one is soul searching. A lot of the things that I have to do better with. Some of it is, there's a couple game management situations I could have done a better job in. I put this on myself. This, what happened there, that I wasn't able to pull this team out of that slump when we got in that slump because. We, regardless of all the things that happen, injuries, all that other stuff, they're just excuses. When when we started out and then we lost a couple games, I wasn't able to get them over the hump. And so that falls on top of me, and I have to figure out the reasons why and how, if it ever happens again, I can get it redirected quicker.
What could you have done different?
Well, that's what I'm saying. There's some things I think, but there's until I research all these things. I mean, you know, some of it you go back and you think about, okay, well, we played on Monday night and then a Sunday, and then the next week was a Thursday or whatever, Saturday. You know, maybe I should have changed some of the schedules throughout those times. Maybe I should have the players more fresh. I mean, there's maybe I should have pushed them harder. Maybe I should have. I mean, there's just so many things that I have to look at that, you know, I can't in, what is it, 2 days that I have to, you know, I can't evaluate everything that I've done. I just know that ultimately I'm responsible for getting these players to where they need to go. And that's what leadership is. It's taking a group of people that have somewhere that they've never been before, and I haven't done that yet.
So much of what got you here is sort of your force of personality a bit, your bluntness. Your force of personality, your bluntness, that's what got you this job. But are there some things that you have to reconsider in terms of how you manage players, how you manage crises? Not so much the pragmatic stuff about when games are and schedules, but managing people that you're going to reconsider?
No. Not the players. I don't. It's not managing the players. I have to do a better job of what's the best way to say this? Because the players know I'm going to be me all the time around them. I have to be smarter in other situations.
Mike, you expect talk about having 8 different offensive lines starting. I mean, just how difficult and how that puts the team in a tough position all season long.
Well, it's hard to build continuity, but you know. Honestly, I don't want to make excuses about. I mean, other teams have injuries. We're never, at least as long as I'm here, we're never going to be about excuses and what we don't have. I've told the coaches. You know, I don't want to hear what we don't have. I don't care what we don't have. I care about what we do have and how. And to me, coaching is getting guys to play good, no matter who they are. That's what coaching is. Take and being successful at doing what the best we can do together. So I'm not going to use that excuse. I'm not going to worry about again who got hurt, what happened here, what happened there. It's figuring out a way to get the job done.
Mike, do you expect the rest of your coaching staff to remain in place?
I don't know. I'm evaluating everything.
Mike, after the bye week, did you sense any kind of a change in the mood of the team or just the way the team handled?
No, actually, no. I thought, you know, they came in, they practiced, they did things. I mean, I'm talking to some of the players. I think one of the good things about talking to a lot of the players yesterday, I got some input from some of those guys on some of the things that they may have thought that I need to sit down and think about. But no.
Regardless, do you think the time you had to spend taking care of your eye kept you from being able to lead the team as much?
No. Honestly, I know you guys made a big deal about this eye thing, but I may have worked 1 hour less than I normally work, you know, after those surgeries. I mean, it's not, that wouldn't have anything to do with it. There was a couple times that I didn't meet with the defense and watch some film, you know, maybe a 30-minute session because I wasn't supposed to look up. But it's just a couple times.
Do you want Sharif Floyd to be back next year?
Excuse me?
Do you want Sharif Floyd to be back next year?
Well, we're evaluating everything right now. So Sharif's under contract. I know Rick is in charge with all that, so we'll see where it goes.
Regarding Quan Treadwell, what did you think? What do you think of his future based on what you saw this year?
I do think Treadwell's going to be a good player. I know that he had a rough season. I see too many good qualities from him to believe that he's not going to be a good player. He's tough. He works his rear end off. He's good in and out of cuts, catches the ball good. You know, I know he's disappointed in the way things went, and you know, I mean, we can go back and look at, you know, Trey Waynes didn't play much his rookie year. I can't remember who else was the first year, but I mean, these things happen to some of these rookies. So, you know, I think you always are going to give young guys benefit of the doubt as you continue to move forward.
No, you're not in charge of
what happened to him. I mean, just
no, I think, Mark, I think that when he came in here, he was a little bit, his feet were bothering him, okay? So that started him off slow a little bit. It wasn't so much about learning the offense. I think it was just he didn't really feel totally healthy coming in until, you know, I don't know what time of the year it was, but I think that set him back, yes.
I know you're not in charge of contracts and the money, but are you hopeful you'll have Adrian Peterson on the Vikings in 2017?
Well, Adrian is under contract. Adrian's been a tremendous player here with the Vikings for 10 years. He's done some unbelievable things, and he's under contract, so yes.
How do you evaluate him when there's not a lot to look at this year?
No, there isn't, Mark. There isn't a lot to look at, but you know, I was able to see him every day in practice and the things that he was able to do. I was able to evaluate. I mean, you know, I'm upstairs watching cut-ups right now that go throughout the entire point of the season. And, you know, part of it is evaluating, you know, not just him, but, you know, what did we block this thing right? Did we get this done? You know, so there's a lot of different things as we move forward.
Money aside, do you think he has? What do you think he has left?
I think he's still good back. I think he's still really good back.
Mike, what's wrong with Mike Harris?
I don't know if I can release the medical thing, but
he wanted to maybe talk about it, but he said to ask you.
I honestly don't think I should divulge this because of the, I mean, it's kind of a freak thing that's happened, and so we're trying to get it taken care of, that's all. I mean, you know, this is the best thing for Mike right now.
Is there still a chance that he can play next season?
I honestly don't know.
Mike, you mentioned before looking at some of the few model franchises that have been able to sustain success. What are some of those franchises you're going to look to, and how much of it does that play in your evaluation?
Well, I think maybe misinterpreted. I said one of the things I said was that the teams that are consistent year in and year out, I don't know about model franchise and how, you know, I obviously don't know how they do things because I'm not in their building or do. I do plan on communicate. You know, one of the things I used to do when I was a coordinator, and I mean, a long time ago, was I tried to pick as many people's brain as I could. And so in this off season, I am going to call some other coaches, visit with them about the way they do things. You know, hopefully they'll talk to me about it, and some may not, you know, but I'm not afraid to ask what, you know, what other people do better than I'm doing and how I can do it better. So I think that's part of it. I've got some people in mind that I'm going to talk to.
If Teddy is healthy, is there going to be a quarterback competition in camp next year?
Well, Sam, I think Sam has played great this year, number one. I think he's earned the right to be the starting quarterback. And right now, all I'm worried about is Teddy getting better. You know, he comes in here every single day, busts his rear end, and I just want him to get better right now, and so we'll worry about all those things later. But Sam has done, you know, Sam has done remarkable the things he's done this year with all the things that he's had to do.
There's been a lot of speculation, obviously, about Teddy Bridgewater's health. When do you think he'll be physically ready to play football?
I don't know. I'm not the what do you call it, healer or something.
Have they told you anything? Have they given you any kind of time?
No.
Anything about this kind of a complicated injury? I mean, the ACLs, there's so much knowledge out there and what they are. This is something totally different.
That's right. This is. Well, we did. I mean, it's different with everyone. Actually, with this injury that he has, it's different with everyone. They've had, I mean, they went back and this whoever's had this injury, they've studied it, and you know the ones who've come back, how long it's taken to come back, how long it hasn't come back. But they're all different. There's no exact injury where it's all the same. You know, like you're talking about an ACL. Well, there's lots of those, and they're all the same. This one is. This one's, there's really no exact, you know, some are with nerve damage, some are without nerve damage, some are, I mean, there's just so many variables with this particular injury. So that's why, and I'm not trying to be, you know, I do know this, that Teddy is a guy that will do everything possible to get back as soon as he possibly can get back, and he would be a guy that I would never bet against.
Are there ones with similar injuries that have not been able to come back at all?
I don't know. I'm sure there probably is.
Mike, when he had gotten hurt, the team had said he tore multiple ligaments in his knee. What did he tear in addition to the ACL?
I don't know all the medical terms, the capsule joint. I don't know. You'd have to ask Eric.
Available?
Eric? Sure, he can come right now.
Two more.
Mike, do you expect
he could have done this whole thing for me, to be honest with you.
Do you expect any guys to have surgery this offseason?
Let's see, we just met on it yesterday. I think there might be more than what we've had. There might be one, but I can't remember who it was. I mean, I don't think it's nothing big. We had a few MRIs that we had to do yesterday, but I don't remember all that.
You trying to talk Chad Greenway into coming back for one more season?
I love Chad, and you know, I think, you know, he's a tremendous player, tremendous locker room guy. I think Chad is the one that needs to make that decision. I mean, I think I'm going to talk to him today, I believe. But I would love to have him back. Thank you. Excuse me? A lot.